Hello and welcome to Tractor Fiction on WHRW Binghamton. My name's Frank Allen. Here on Tractor Fiction, we discuss the religious quandary of the works of Jack Chick. It deals with, we enact one of his works, so to speak, and then we discuss whether it's true or not. This week we're doing a tract called Four Angels. It is, at this point, the most recent tract added to his site, although my understanding is it's a reworking of an older version of the same tract. But there you are, we're doing the new version. As I said, it's called Four Angels, and we begin now.
Once upon a time, a mother was driving her four sons to a revival meeting, just like the revival meeting you saw in some really old movie.
Aw, for crying out loud, Ma! Do we have to go?
Hush, Henry.
But Ma, what about school tomorrow? We shouldn't be staying out late on a Sunday night.
Bobby, this will be the most wonderful message you will ever hear. This is the last night. Now you boys be good and pay attention. Let's hurry, they're starting to sing.
Ma, it's in the back. Okay?
No, Henry. I want us to sit in the front.
Neither the boys nor their mother realized that four angels hovered nearby, watching their every move.
God the Father assigned me to protect Henry.
Mama, I gotta go to the toilet!
Henry, you just went 20 minutes ago.
I gotta go again! I gotta go!
All right, meet us inside. Be careful and don't fool around. There's a spot over there, boys. Hurry, I don't want you to miss a thing. I wonder what's taking Henry so long.
Unfortunately, Henry did fool around and did miss a thing. A nearby rattlesnake. Fortunately, the angel protecting Henry reached down with God's fury and smote the snake where it lay.
Nuts! I guess it's time for me to go in.
I'm afraid Henry's going to keep me very busy.
God's word says we all have sinned. That means every man, woman, boy, and girl. And they have all come short of the glory of God. That means all who die in their sins will go to hell.
What does he mean? What does he mean? Ah! He's talking about me!
But God in his love made a way to escape for you, because he is not willing that any should perish.
This stuff is scary!
But that all should come to repentance. Be sorry and willing to turn from their sins.
God the Father says that in about 10 minutes, Henry's life will never be the same again.
God sent his son to earth to die for you on a cross. His son created everything. This is not a game. This is for keeps. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There is only one way into heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Will you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or reject him? Those of you who want to be saved and serve the Lord, come forward.
I'm going, Ma!
Me too, Ma!
Hey, wait for me!
Me too!
The angel gave his three angel compatriots their flapping orders.
You are to observe Henry's brothers.
I don't want to go to hell! Save me, Jesus!
Whatever!
I can play this game.
Ma will like this. Ma, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me!
Oh, I'm so happy, Frank!
I'm going to be a great preacher! Just watch!
In the years that followed, many of the Sawyer brothers proved false. Even the very next day, the brothers already had begun to fall away. A demon spoke to Frank as he drove around in his car.
Frank, you sure made a fool of yourself last night. You, a preacher? Your girl would leave you. Forget it, Frank.
Yeah, that was dumb. My girl would flip. I've been a jerk!
He's mine.
The word of God didn't take root in him.
Expectorating Ouijis? How did my mom ever talk me into this?
As the years flew by, Frank went to church to make people believe that he loved the Lord. The angel watching him had left long ago. How did Bobby Sawyer make out? Well, he got a big fancy job in a big fancy office.
Bob, we're playing hardball in this business. Either you give up your religion or forget about moving up in management. It's one or the other. You're making a fool of yourself, so knock off this Jesus stuff. Or else.
Don't you?
Like his brother, Bobby kept playing church to impress his old friends.
Great sermon, Pastor.
Thank you, Brother Sawyer.
I was blessed.
And like his brother, he was full of it. The angel watching Bobby was told to leave, too. But look at Charlie Sawyer. He is something else. He's now called the Reverend Dr. Charles Z.W. Sawyer, D.D. Charlie preaches love on TV, and the world loves his gospel. Is something wrong? It was in his second year at Bible school that Charlie changed. He began looking at pornographies.
What a body!
I've seen enough.
Nobody suspected that Charlie's real goal was only fame and riches. He became a religious con man. He flattered everyone.
This is one of my greatest honors, sir, to meet you face to face.
Why, thank you, young man.
Charlie never preached against sin, and everybody loved him for that. Soon, he had a mega church attended by people of all faiths. Every Christian television channel wanted him.
Our special guest tonight, Dr. Charles Z.W. Sawyer.
But the Lord knew that Charlie was living with wife number 4, and that he was having an affair with his secretary. Honor after honor was heaped upon the great Christian leader.
I give you God's man, on whom surely the mantle of apostleship has fallen.
What a blessing.
God has just given me a prophecy for tonight.
Everyone respects the Reverend Dr. Charles Z.W. Sawyer, D.D., except his kid brother Henry, who calls him Slick. Henry Sawyer is also a preacher, but he doesn't have a big church like Charlie does. Henry has a rundown mission on the wrong side of the tracks and works on the streets.
Thanks for belting me out again, preacher. I'm sorry I hit you again. I need to get saved, right?
That's right, Tom. Here, take this and go home. Your wife needs you. But first, let's pray.
Henry is for real. His conversion was for real. He loves the Lord and honors the word of God. Henry prays and weeps for the lost and loves the unlovely.
Carlos, work with me in the barrio again. I need you.
Okay, man.
Great. This is an answer to prayer.
Henry's angel was still watching over him and still protecting him. Like this one time when a dude was totally about to stab Henry in the back, the angel was like,
"Wapow!"
and tore off his arm.
Shh.
It was totally sweet.
You ladies didn't make it to the mission, and I heard you were sick. So I brought you some hot soup.
We thank God for you, Pastor Henry, for showing us love.
Man, what am I gonna do with this preacher? He's leading all my ladies to Christ.
Pardon me. Hello, Frank? Oh, you say it's a family reunion. I'll be there, but it'll be after dinner.
At that very family reunion, after dinner was over, Henry made good on his word and arrived.
Too good to join us for dinner?
No, Charlie! The word of God says, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, with such an one, no, not to eat.
How dare you? I'm a man of God.
No, you're not, Charlie. God says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy the sheep of my pasture. Cursed be the doeth of the work of the Lord deceitfully.
Shut up, Henry. Both Bobby and I really respect Charles. Everyone says he's wonderful.
What do you have to say about that, little Henry?
Well, the word says, but if ye have respect to a person, ye commit sin. You snake! You've trampled the blood of Jesus underfoot by your wicked life. Woe unto you, Charlie! You became a friend to the world and an enemy of God!
Henry, are you saying Charles is on his way to hell?
I didn't say it. The word of God does.
What about us?
The word of God says if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. I believe there's still hope for you two.
God is love. Henry belongs to the lunatic fringe. Trust me, I have a doctorate in divinity. Henry is a nothing.
Suddenly, deadly sarin gas flooded the home, killing all 4 brothers. Frank, Bobby, and Charles stood before God at the great white throne of judgment.
You were given many opportunities to repent and be saved. Instead, you believed Charlie's false gospel. Now it's too late.
But Lord!
I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Then Henry came by.
Yo!
Of all your brothers, only you trusted and loved me. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
And that's a tract for angels, dealing with, well, I'm not really sure what it deals with, but it's got 4 angels in it, so there you are.